proposed Trump administration changes could slash Pell Grant funding by as much as a quarter. In a tribal setting like the Pine Ridge Reservation, that represents well over 60% of students reliant on some amount of Pell Grant support. Oglala Lakota College President Don Frank says that would devastate tribal colleges and their students across America.
These proposed changes are extremely concerning because raising the full-time credit requirements and excluding less than part-time students would disproportionately harm TCUs. Part-time TCU power recipients see substantial increases in certificate and degree completion rates, and that's something that we're looking at that is across the board for TCUs.
Frank says TCUs offer nearly a $90 million economic impact to South Dakota alone when accounting for jobs, workforce development, and education. While contingencies do exist at Oglala Lakota College, Frank is concerned about the worst coming to pass with an associated loss of students.
Losing that would mean that everyone would have to take a step back. If we're not producing graduates to work in those positions, then I could see a lot of hardship to look at, coupling it with the financial necessity amid the rising inflation of an affordable child care. Transportation, especially in our rural areas, and the strain, we know we already said that it would be almost cripple us or close us.
Frank is calling upon tribal leaders to advocate for their tribal colleges and universities to statewide D.C. delegations, and specifically asked South Dakota Representative Dusty Johnson and Senators John Thune and Mike Rounds to champion the issue. For National Native News, I'm C.J. Keene in Rapid City.